You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out all about the next RNIB Voice of a Customer survey, which will be focusing on the experience of volunteering as a blind or partially sighted person. Joining me now is Robin Kay, Research and Insight Officer here at the RNIB, to tell me more about the next Voice of a Customer survey and why volunteering this time. Hello, Robin, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you for having me.
Firstly, Robin, do remind me and listeners about the RNIB Voice of a Customer survey and how they help the work that the RNIB does around inclusion for blind and partially sighted people.
Absolutely. So the Voice of the Customer survey is part of our Voice of the Customer programme, which covers a range of topics on a regular basis. We cover topics ranging anything from mental health through to rehab, and this time we're covering volunteering. These surveys really help us to gain a better understanding of the lived experience of blind and partially sighted people and learn from them directly about what's important to them and what really matters within their lives and how we can help to create change within those areas.
And why are you looking at volunteering this time? And are there any areas around volunteering as a blind or partially sighted person that you are particularly interested in hearing about?
So we want to gain a deeper understanding of the experience and perceptions of volunteering. That could be volunteering for RNIB, volunteering for other charities, or also not volunteering. You know, what are the barriers to volunteering? What is the intent to volunteer? But also, what would enable somebody to volunteer? So all of this work will help us to promote accessibility of volunteering and will help us to put these learnings into place both internally and to advocate for these changes externally.
And what will happen with all that sort of comments and feedback that people provide through the RNIB surveys, and how will it help to support blind and partially sighted people in the future around volunteering, whether that's for the RNIB or other organisations?
So what happens is all data is collected anonymously. So, you know, we're not going to include your name or anything like that. We'll look at your comments and we'll bring those together into statistics or to use quotes to say, you know, what people's experiences are. We'll then write that up into a report and we'll present internally. So our internal stakeholders within our volunteering team, within campaigning, will be aware of what people have said to us, so what the overall experience is, what things like those barriers I was talking about are, what people's intent to volunteer is, and why people don't volunteer, amongst other issues. And once the relevant teams have all that information, they can go ahead and say, right, if it's internal to RNIB, if there's changes that our volunteers want us to make, then what are those and what can we do as a solution to those? If it's more external, so if it's people who are saying, I'd like to volunteer elsewhere, but I can't, or people who do volunteer elsewhere, but are facing issues, we can go and we can say to the volunteering sector that, are you aware that blind and partially sighted people are struggling or do need this support, or what can we do to get them this support? So it should improve the volunteering experiences of all blind and partially sighted people, hopefully.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And finally, Robin, where can listeners go to find out more about the survey, take part and give their feedback and comments on volunteering?
Absolutely. So to share your experiences, particularly if you're interested in taking part in the survey, if you could contact my team on customervoice@rnib.org.uk to participate in RNIB's Voice of the Customer survey.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Robin, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the next RNIB Voice of a Customer survey, all about volunteering.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.